Mojo 5-0.
And crown thy good with brotherhood from sea to shining sea.
America Rock Radio.
It's Saturday, and on Saturday, we're south of the 49th parallel. I'm Leprechaun, and you're listening to American Rock Radio, and I have company. I've got one each.
Cougar Diva in the house.
Yay, team. And as every day should begin, and that is with a greeting, allow me to do just that. Good afternoon, you American knuckers. Happy, happy Saturday. It's the 268th day with 97 remaining in 2021. Today is National Singles Day. That's right, we have a day. The day recognizes nearly half of the U.S. population who, whether by choice or circumstances, remain unattached. More singles help out with ailing parents than their married siblings. Most singles don't go through life depressed and directionless. No, their social lives are active and full of purpose. Look at Ms. Diva and I. We're here at the tie-dye festival in Adams, Tennessee. There's bands, there's people in colors, there's guys swinging lights at night. It's a crazy wild place.
It is pretty wild. I'm having a great time.
Yay! And today is also seat check day, so make sure your butt hasn't fallen off or you need to pick your butt up because you're dragging your ass. No. Seat check Saturday. The proper use of child safety seats is the leading preventive measure parents and child care providers can implement to avoid injury and death in young children. Of course, I guess putting them in Ziploc bags doesn't get well. I don't know. It's also National Ghost Hunting Day. Hey, Rocky. Hey, Ron. Jamie and Ms. Diva.
Go.
Yeah.
I want to go.
It is an annual international investigation of the paranormal. And ghost hunting stirs up images of abandoned mansions with murderous histories. For others, ghost hunting involves specters guarding ancient crypts. Century-old ghost stories around the world focus on historical records or literature. Science, religion, and academia debate their existence. Are there ghosties and ghoulies, or aren't there? If you ask Mr. Rocky Stucci or Mr. Ron Phillips, they would say, yeah, they sure are. What do you think?
I do believe in ghosts.
There you go. At the house, there's an old guy you can see go down the hallway, but you can only see him like from the waist up. And he's got like either a long coat or a hoodie kind of thing on, but it was before hoodies. But he's kind of hunched over and you can catch him going down the hallway every so often. Not always, but just every now and again.
Maybe it's Igor.
Yeah, it could have been. Could very well be Igor. I'll get it for you. Yeah, well, I wish you'd learn how to mop or maybe fold laundry or push the vacuum, something.
Get
just the cuts
dust
down
bunnies
the hallway.
Up, something.
Yeah. It's also National Family Health and Fitness Day. The day promotes a family involvement in physical activity. When families strive to be healthy together, the success rate increases. That it does incorporating exercise and a healthy diet in a family is lifestyle takes a team effort. That means everybody contributes or doesn't contribute and you just sit down for dinner. I don't know. It's also National Hunting and Fishing Day. The day recognizes the conservationists and the preservationists found in those who hunt and fish across the country. And you could just go out and hunt and kill it and bring it home, throw it in your freezer and not worry about where it grows from. Who knows? While hunting or fishing, Many enjoy the beauty of nature. Well, unless you're blind, it's kind of hard not to, unless you're just too damn cold. Go, I don't like this. I want a deer. I want a deer. I want to go home. It's cold. And they explore areas of the country they may not normally see and look for Bigfoot. Just ask Ron. Wilderness brings families together for meals for the critters. Oh, you mean for, yeah, and friends for bonding time. That's right. Yeah, just take your kids out, feed them to the bears. My cousin, as a matter of fact, was just camping, not last, I think last weekend or the weekend before, and a bear had gotten in the back of their pickup truck.
Oh my goodness.
Ate their grub and took off. At least it didn't mess with them, and I guess they were in the tent, or she didn't say whether they were in a tent or a camper, but the grub was in, so I'm guessing a tent because the food was in the back of the truck. And
right.
The bear had a, you know, a Kroger meal on them, I guess.
Oh. See, that would have been terrifying.
Well, at least it didn't mess. I'd had to take pictures. Hey, I'm not dumb enough to pet the thing, but I'd shoot it with a 35 millimeter camera repeatedly. And speaking of, today is Save Your Photos Day. That's right. This is a great day to back up those digital photos and organize those boxes of Polaroids. Remember the ones you took when you were in high school and you guys would go in the closet for that post office in the Polaroid? Yeah.
Yeah.
Instant pictures. Uh-huh. You don't want no one to see them. And the day reminds us these precious memories are perishable. And just like a nanner, you got to take care of them. Whether through a natural disaster like floods, fires, or tornadoes, or the human ones like spilled liquids and computer viruses. Photos in. Now, how do you spill liquid on your computer virus? Would that make it a swimming virus? I don't know. We'll have to get Fauci. He's good at splicing. And see, photos of any form are fragile. And backing them up and preserving them is a necessity for the long haul. Otherwise, you won't have them. It's also National Public Lands Day. That's NPLD. Everything has an acronym. And I would say it's No People Allowed in the Dirt. Yeah, because a lot of times they run you off. It's the nation's largest single day volunteer effort for public lands. That's right. This fee-free, say that 10 times fast, a day in many federally managed lands encourages visitors to volunteer conservation or enjoy hiking, exploring, fishing, or camping in their favorite public lands. Volunteers give back by repairing trails, collecting trash, and other maintenance needs like picking the wild cannabis and bringing it home. I don't know. It's also Math Storing Day. Math Storytelling Day. So, see, 6 was afraid of 7 because 8 got 9 or 9 got 8. How does that go? I feel there's some kind of line. I screwed that one up. It encourages everyone to tell stories through numbers. Okay, 27, 32, 44. Wasn't that great? Yeah. Instead of two guys walking to a bar, 77, 99. Yeah, it doesn't work. And this is a day to appreciate all the way math enhances our daily lives, just like pushing the buttons on the microwave so you can warm up that leftover tater. The day is a great opportunity for children to get excited about math. That's not what they teach them in school. Anyway, and through stories and games, they get intrigued. Math stories can include logic patterns, puzzles, and numbers. It's math. Math requires numbers. You can't go apple, orange, and come up with 3. You have to apple, orange, plus. That's numbers. You can tell math jokes. I don't know any. And sing songs. And we did come up with 1 math song.
99 bottles of beer on the wall.
99 bottles of beer. Take one down and pass it around. And 98 bottles of beer on the wall.
You're going to teach that to your toddler?
There you go. Hey, what? Give them the beer, too. I mean, if they're going to take it off the wall, they might as well drink it.
Amen.
Yeah, of course. Let's see. It's National Research Administrators Day. Research administrators and managers serve an important role in supporting research, so they say. And they assist the faculty and researchers, protect the institution, organization, and assure sound stewardship. stewardship. In other words, what they say goes. Don't do independent research. They know better because they get sponsored by research dollars. And they talk. It's also National Tune-Up Day. Get that chest lifted. Get that butt tightened. Oh, no, no. That's heating and cooling specialists recommend that homeowners tune up their heating systems every year in advance of seasonal changes. These tune-ups ensure that the systems are operating as efficiently as possible. Now, that saves you a nickel down the road. Now, here's my day. This part of the day's day is fantastic. It's National Lobster Day. These marine crustaceans live at the bottom of the ocean. If they avoid the lobster pot, I guess that's where you get great big papers and roll up your lobster. I don't know. They can stay alive for up to 100 years. Now, that's going to have to be some pretty tough tale on that one. 100-year-old tale, yeah. Even though we consider them a delicacy today, that wasn't always the case. In colonial times, the lobster received very little culinary credit. In fact, the pigs and goats ate more lobsters than the well-to-do. And prisoners, they used to feed them to the prisoners. Send me to jail in olden days. Well, they didn't have running toilets and water and indoor plumbing, but I'll take the lobster. I'll take the lobster. And lobsters arrive at our tables a pretty bright red. They don't start out that way. In the ocean, they come in many hues. Some are yellow, they're just afraid. Some are green, they're envious. Or some are even blue, they shouldn't hold their breath, they're in the water. I love lobsters. Oh, good stuff.
They are good.
Today is also National Comic Book Day that honors the art, artists, and stories of comic books. First popularized in the United States, comic books are also called comic magazines, kind of like Flip City Mag, which if you use the promo code Sugars, what was it? I'm going brain farted dead. You use the promo code AMC Radio. That's right. And you can save 10%. How do you like that? Throw a commercial in the middle of the dailies.
That's awesome. I thought they were also called graphic novels.
Well, that's the kind with where they actually put the boobs in it and have people's heads get cut off.
Oh, okay. So those are the adult comic books.
Correct.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt.
Oh, no, you didn't. It fit in perfectly. Generally, comic books produced are drawn sequential and opposing panels representing individual scenes. Each scene often includes descriptive prose and written narratives. When placed together, the panels form a complete story or a portion of a serial, you know, a reoccurring storyline. That's S-E-I-A-L, not or S-E-R-I-A-L, not C-E-R-L, you know, like you have with your milk in the morning. It's also National One-Hit Wonder Day. That brings back memories while turning up the volume. We honor all the musical artists and chart-topping songs that make them memorable. These songs make us sing whether we should or not. We know the words even though we don't know why. And the real kicker is, these groups and artists only made us swoon once. After that, they just fade away into obscurity. It's also National Daughters Day. That reminds us of the young women and girls in our lives. That's right. Daughters bring a certain kind of joy into our world because without them, they didn't bring us into the world after right. They got grown up. Like all children, they have their own personalities and strengths, except for the Karens, and then, well, you know, just run them over with a car. As parents, we look forward to discovering the world through their eyes. Here's one. It's National Open the Magic Day. No, that doesn't mean hand everybody a sandwich with a pizza topping. This celebrates read alouds. That's right. Picture books and the love of reading in students who struggle to find their reading voice. The day reminds us that picture books are for everyone and allows them to have a confetti moment. Flousy for everyone. So Penthouse, Playboy, yeah, those are definitely picture books. A confetti moment is when a child, adult reader, relates to the point in a story that brings them a great deal of joy. Happy ending. And where they belong. Uh-huh. Everyone from 2 to 102 enjoys picture books. That's right. And everyone has a confetti moment waiting when you open the magic. It's also National Quesadilla Day and Dia de la Quesadilla. Well, it's not a sandwich or a taco. A quesadilla satisfies snack cravings while also completing a meal typically made with a corn tortilla and filled with cheese. That's a quesadilla. We eat the quesadilla until the cheese melts and then you mow that baby down. And these guys say then it hits the grill or the fryer until just crispy. Some people also like to include fillings. They call them burritos, such as cooked sausage, chicken, pork, or beef. So let's see, we have pollo, asada, or azor. No, that's the rice. I forgot how to say porco.
I don't know, porco.
Yeah, porco.
Pollo.
Pollo. And don't forget the toppings. Ah, you're making a taco. Fresh tomatoes, salsa, herbs, and sour cream, guacamole, and chilies bring a whole nother level of flavor to the quesadilla. Don't forget to finish it with a squeeze of lime. Serve it with a cold cerveza or a margarita. Muy bueno. I'll take 3, please. It's day 558 of 14 to flatten the curve. Thank you, Liberty Lighthouse, who can be seen and heard at 8 p.m. Eastern right here on Mojo 50.
Hi, Peter.
I recently bought 51% of a vampire hunting company.
That makes you the main stakeholder?
It does, it does. Terrible, terrible. Now, last few weeks, we've been doing sets. Can you believe it only took 17 minutes today to do the Daily Hello? I told you it's going to be a long one. There's like a crap load of days today. And I hope everybody was paying attention because there may be a test at the end of the show about what we heard on the Daily Hello. All righty. So my sweet little sister, who on Zoom is known as SoCal, and a few other bodies of us were hanging out the other day thinking about what we could do for a show. And she had the most fantastic, marvelous, groovy, right on, and super cool idea. So that's just what I did. I took her advice, and that's how we built today's show. You're going to love it. It's up to you. It's kind of a what the set show. And for those of you who are new and don't know what the set is, do you remember back on Sesame Street where they had that picture board and said two of these things are kind of like the other, and they'd have like two tugboats and a nuclear bomb, and you'd go, hey, those are boats, that goes boom, those go float. All right, I what the set, or in this case, a what the show, is kind of the same thing. It's up to you, my fine friends out there in listener land, to figure out what the theme of today's show really turned out to be. So, to do that without further ado, let's make it a happy, happy, joy, joy kind of Saturday and get to the tunages, my friend. In this first one, we got B-52s and Johnny Rivers. To the tune, we have gone.
Happy, happy, joy, joy, 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 joy.
Yeah. was a man who leads a life of danger. To everyone he meets, he stays a stranger. With every move he makes, another chance he takes. Odds are he won't live to see tomorrow. Secret agent man, secret agent man, they've given you a number and taken away your name. Beware of pretty faces that you find. A pretty face can hide an evil mind. You say, or you give yourself away. Odds are you won't live to see tomorrow. Secret agent man, secret agent man, they've given you a number and taken away your name. Persuasive lips. The odds are you won't live to see tomorrow. Secret agent man, secret agent man, they've given you a number and taken away your name.
Right, Secret Agent Man from Mr. Johnny Rivers. And you know what secret agents have a lot of? They have goodies and gadgets.
Yes, which brings in my daughter's company, Urban Combat Developments. Check them out on Twitter and Instagram. They make plastic weapons that will go through metal detectors, and you can keep on your person, and it looks like an everyday object. They're really cool. Clint also hand designs long guns, ARs, and pistols, and builds them, and they're beautiful. They're works of art, really. Just check them out and give them a shout-out, Urban Combat Developments.
There you go. That's urbancombatdevelopments.com. Yay. So, how'd y'all like that first set? Any ideas yet what we're doing? I didn't think so. Let's get to some more tunages, seeing how the daily took up the whole show. We have Heart and Pilot for this next Giddy Up Go Round set. To the tunes, my friends and family. To the tunes we've gone.
Right through me, yeah. I love a sunny day. Dream of far away. Dreaming on my pillow in the morning. Never been away, hey. Never seen a day break. Leaning on my pillow in the morning.
Magic. You know what's magic? That stuff they make over there at RomikaDesigns.com. That's right, the RomikaDesigns.com. They have got some cool stuff. They got the shot glasses that they can laser etch. They can etch, you know, with the laser that has its own light added to it so you can see it. Otherwise, you'd walk through it and end up, you know, giving yourself a haircut at the earlobes, you know, straight across. Like you see them do in the movies. That's right. And, dude, you go on over there and use the promo code MOJO50. That's right. And I think you can save yourself just a wee little bit of dough if you go on over to RomikaDesigns.com. And they've produced a whole bunch of new stuff. They do vinyl. They do all kinds of nifty things. They were doing some glasses for a company this last week. So get over and check them out. That's RomikaDesigns.com. So have you all been having a great time on this Saturday? Let's see who we got logged in today. Let's see. Jen's there and Bob's there. Hi, Allie. Hey, Chet. Hey, Robert. Eddie, how you doing, brother? There's Timmy and Klopp and Erica and Becca and
What's
Kim
up?
Gummy. And Dana's there and Mojo Jedi and Diana and Holly and Heather and Marlene, my cousin. Hi. And Cheryl and Vicky. Hi, guys. Let's see. Brad and David, I think, are listening. Oh, can't forget Sarah. Sarah would feel crushed if we didn't get her. Hi, Linda. Hi, Debbie. Yes, the tie-dye fest has been going fantastic. Most fantastic. Hi,
having
Erica.
A good time. Hey, Erica.
Hi, everybody. Hope you're having as much fun as we are partying out here. I mean, enjoying the festivities, bands and peoples. And oh, it's just been superb. I love it. All right. We are still in the What the Show. You know, the whole show has got a kind of a sort of up to you to figure out what it's themed on. Miss El Cal there, she came up with it. I think she picked up all of these songs or decided which ones got into the show today. It's all her fault. So let's continue. And what do we have for a drunken sailor? No, that's my new phone ring. We've got Paul Simon and Pearl Jam. Hey, we must have been in the peas. And to the tunes, my friends and fam, family, away we've gone.
If you leap awake in the mirror of a bad dream, and for a fraction of a second you can't remember where you are, just open your window and follow your memory upstream to the meadow. heart of a golden retriever, and never leave till I leave you with a sweet dream in your head. I'm gonna watch you shine, gonna watch you grow, gonna paint a sign so you'll always know. As long as trust your intuition, it's just like going fishing. You cast your line and hope you get a bite. But you don't need to waste your time worrying about the marketplace. Try to help the human race struggling to survive its harshest night. You shine, gonna watch you grow, gonna paint a sign so you'll always know. As long as one and one is two, there could never be a father loved his daughter more than I love you.
That was Pearl Jam. Well, I had heard earlier from our resident of Empire that O and B flavored bloods are running low. So if you find folks want to donate a vein to the blood bank and haven't been shot yet, they could definitely use some O and B blood.
Yes, so, but that's only if they're unvaccinated.
Right. That's what we understand. Yeah, if you've been vaxxed, you can't donate for a while. All right. We are rapidly running out of time. Let's see. Six, seven-ish minutes. Okay. Let's try and squeeze this last set in, probably. Who do we've got? Savage Garden and Smash Mouth. And keep trying to figure out what the show's about. Here we go. Enough time to do the other song. We're down to about 3 minutes. Okay, so how about you, Miss Cougar Diva? What is your guess as to what is the whole show been about?
I don't know. I can't figure it out.
How about any of you guys? Come on, let me know here in the chat. Anybody? Anybody? Jennifer sitting there snickering. Yes, SoCal, we know you're laughing. Okay, let's see the last song. The Soundgarden was a storytelling song. Storytelling Day. The one before that, Daughter from Pearl Jam, and Father and Daughter from Paul Simon.
Daughter Day. Your hello list.
Magic man, let in the magic. So, what was the show?
It equaled your daily hello. It surely did.
Yes, Jennifer came up with a great idea on that. So today's theme was, that's correct, the daily hello inspired the tunes that we played today. Isn't that great?
That is really cool.
That was a marvelous idea that she came up with. I wouldn't have come up with that because she asked me, so do you have a theme this week? I was like, no, I figured I'll just load some rock and roll and see how it goes. And come to find out, we had enough to do the whole show. And we're partying here down at the Tie-Dye Fest in Adams, Tennessee. Y'all feel free to come on down. We've got a nice big bonfire, whole wagon load of wood, so we should be able to keep that sucker blazing the whole weekend. Or at least that's the intent, to stay blazing all weekend or something.
Yes, blazing all weekend.
All weekend. And let's see, don't forget to catch, who should we plug? What show? Any show?
Matt Holloway.
Yeah, he comes on at 7 o'clock. Yeah, good show.
Really good
Hollow Net. All right, my friends and family, we're going to get back to the party. Remember, stay healthy, stay happy, and above all, stay true to yourselves. Peace out, y'all. Until next week.
Happy trails to you. Till we meet again.
American Rock Radio.